Ladybird Readers. Sam and the Robots. Picture words. Sam. Pod. Dinner arms. Chock. Boots. Robots. Sam was good at making things. One day, he made a robot. "I'm Pod," said the robot. "Who are you?" "I'm Sam," said Sam. "Pleased to meet you." Pod liked to make things too. "What shall we make now?" asked Sam one day. "Can we make another robot, please?" said Pod. So Sam and Pod made a new robot. She was called Boots. Boots was a football robot, and she was very good at her job. She got goal after goal after goal. Sam's school won the next match and the next one. They won all the football matches that year. Sam and Pod made another new robot. He was called Dinner Arms. Dinner Arms was a robot who cooked food at the school. Dinner Arms was very good at his job and made lots of lovely food for the children at school. Sam and Pod made another robot called Chock. Chock was a robot who made excellent chocolates. Everyone in the town wanted to eat Chock's lovely chocolates. Sam and Pod were making more and more new robots. Soon, the town was full of busy robots who were all working hard. All day long, they washed and they cleaned and they cleaned and they washed. The town was very clean. Everyone was happy because they didn't need to do any work. But one day, something went wrong. The robots became too busy and they couldn't stop cleaning. "Stop," said Sam. But the robots didn't stop. They cleaned and they washed and they cleaned. Boots kicked 10 goals, through 10 windows at school. "Stop, Boots," shouted Sam. But Boots didn't stop. She kicked the ball through 5 more windows. All the children's plates were full, but Dinner Arms didn't stop cooking. "Stop, Dinner Arms," cried Sam. But Dinner Arms didn't stop. He cooked and he cooked, and soon the school was full of food. Chock made strange chocolates.
"Please stop, Chock," cried Sam. "No one wants chocolate carrots or chocolate pencils."
But Chock didn't stop. He made more and more of the strange chocolates. Soon, the town was full of chocolates. Pod too started to do strange things.
"I know what's wrong," said Sam. "You robots need a holiday."
"What's a holiday?" asked Pod.
"On a holiday, you have time to rest and have fun," said Sam.
"Yes, please," said Pod. "But we'll want to work too."
So Sam and the robots got on a train to the beach.
"The train is fun, but we still want to work," said Pod.
The robots started to work. They washed and they cleaned until the train was very clean. Soon the train arrived at the beach.
"Now we can rest and have some fun," said Sam.
"The beach looks really fun," said Pod.
All that sand needs cleaning, and there's lots of water to help us.
The robots started to clean and wash. But the beach was very big, and there was too much sand. They couldn't make it clean.
"No! Robots, please stop!" cried Sam. "You mustn't work on holiday. You should rest on the beach, like this."
Sam lay down to rest. Then all the robots lay down, too. But soon all the robots were bored, and they all got up again.
"Robots don't like resting," said Pod. "We're bored. We need to be busy."
Then Sam had an idea.
"I know what we can do," he said.
Sam, Pod, and all the other robots were very busy. They worked hard together and they used the sand to make a big building. Sam and the robots made a big sand castle. They made that sand castle all day long, and the sand castle got bigger and bigger and bigger.
"We've made a good sand castle," said the robots in the end.
"No," said Sam, "you've made a great sandcastle."
Then Sam said, "Now we'll all eat ice cream."
"What's ice cream?" asked Pod.
"It's a lovely cold food," said Sam.
"No, we're thirsty. We need a lovely cold drink, please," said Pod.
"Yes, please, a lovely cold drink," said all the robots.
Sam and the robots got the last train back home from the beach.
"It was a great holiday," said Pod, "but I'm happy because we're going home.
And we're very happy because we're going back to work," said the other robots.
Ladybird Readers. Sam and the Robots. Read by Tim Sutton. Text adapted by Colleen Degnan-Venice. Illustrated by Lisa Hunt. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2016.